Cisco's Technology Podcast Series.
Hello and welcome to this edition of the Cisco Technology Podcast Series. I'm your host, Peter Lincoln, Marketing Manager for Data Center Solutions, and today we're discussing storage area networking. In particular, the latest developments in the software and operating system side of the products introduced recently with a new version of SAN OS. And here to help me explain the significance of those new software features is Ravi Balakrishnan, the Marketing Manager for Storage Networking. Thanks for joining us today, Ravi.
Thanks, Peter. Glad to be here.
So, Ravi, I guess there's a lot of information around the explosion in storage that's going on out there in the industry. Enormous increase in terms of the amount of storage required for video and audio and all these new media. So I'm imagining there must be a lot of issues here for businesses to have to cope with and deal with all of this this explosion in storage. Can you give me some feelings for what those issues might be?
Yes, Peter. Companies are increasingly, you know, seeing an exponential growth in storage driven by business drivers like mergers and acquisitions. There is increased number of applications, increased storage devices. So there is an exponential growth in storage in the SAN environment. So along with this comes a responsibility to manage this growth safely and securely. And also there is, you know, increased pressure to keep backups of this data. So migrating data safely and securely is also assuming paramount importance.
Mm-hmm. Now, I can imagine this is a business issue in terms of them being able to control the data, as you've said, but I'm also hearing that there is even regulatory and compliance pressures outside of the business.
Yeah, in the last 5 years especially, you know, there has been increased regulatory pressures in encrypting this data, both while at rest as well as while in transit. So examples being, you know, the California state law, which mandates, you know, every piece of customer information must be kept in an encrypted form, be it a tape or a disk. Also, from a common sense standpoint, you know, Gartner actually has given out a data which says that it costs about $100 approximately to deal with a lost customer record. So this gives you a feel for how many millions of dollars some of these companies end up spending in providing extended credit monitoring services should there be a compromise of data of any kind. It makes all the more sense, you know, to store this data in an encrypted form.
An increasingly serious issue then.
Yeah.
I mean, so the obvious question, I suppose, is, well, what are they doing about that today?
Well, today, you know, companies are using point solution, band-aid approaches. If there is a need for storing the tape data in an encrypted form, they get an appliance. And tomorrow there's another need for storing the disk data in an encrypted form, they buy another appliance. So it's really not a scalable solution, but it's a hodgepodge medley of distributed, disparate appliances, which increases the total cost of ownership eventually and makes it very difficult to manage.
Mm. Well, that's clearly a very complex and yet a pressing issue for businesses to deal with. So from our point of view, in what way does the network help to solve that problem?
Yeah, Cisco has actually had this philosophy of intelligent fabric applications ever since it founded its MDS line of business. And it is addressing these two issues by extending the same concept by providing two new solutions called storage media encryption for addressing the encryption problem and a data migration manager solution to address the data migration problem.
Mm-hmm. Those two terms, I think it would be interesting to do a bit of drill down on that. So you mentioned storage media encryption, or SME. What exactly does that mean?
Yeah, storage media encryption, also known as SME, is actually a SAN embedded encryption solution, which is a transparent, non-disruptive way of addressing data encryption at rest. So fundamentally, this is a 256-bit key encryption algorithm that provides the ability to encrypt data coming on any vSAN, so it doesn't require any rezoning, rewiring, or a port-level cabling kind of a disruption. So it can seamlessly encrypt data coming from any vSAN selectively and do it for heterogeneous storage devices on the back end, whether it's a tape drive from EMC or whether it's a disk drive from Sun or Hitachi or what have you. So it's a very, very non-disruptive, transparent, flexible SAN embedded service to address the encryption problem.
And so that's really something that's new, which is the idea of, rather than having individual components or devices manage this,
exactly,
you're really saying that the switch itself, the SAN switch, and everything attached to that fabric,
yes,
the,
yes,
tape drives, the disk drives, all of it would be encrypted,
exactly,
automatically under the control of the storage switch.
Exactly. So if you so need tier one storage that needs to be encrypted, and the tier two storage is just email that need not be encrypted, you have a way of provisioning that kind of a storage media encryption solution as well. So,
mm-hmm,
it's all done through software provisioning.
And just to drive this point home then, the big headlines that we hear about people stealing tapes and disk drives and so on, and companies being exposed to lawsuits and huge numbers of records lost, that really is saying that it wouldn't do you any good to steal that tape or disk drive now, because everything on it's encrypted and can only be decrypted once it's been reattached to the storage fabric again.
Exactly. So since the data itself is encrypted inside the SAN using the keys the storage media encryption engine provides, you need to be connected to this SAN to be able to decrypt the same data. Or alternatively, you can do offline decryption using the Cisco decryption key management service as well. Mm. But in either case, you're right. A simple tape alone cannot be used to decipher the customer information.
I get the benefit of that one. So on the data migration manager, which is the other side of the coin, so it's the sheer volume of data that's created that needs to be now not just encrypted and so on made compliant, but also just managed day to day. How do we help that?
Companies are increasingly facing this problem today, that they're running into backup windows that last of the order of weeks, sometimes even months, and they're very disruptive to the applications running on the server environment. So this data migration manager that is part of this SAN embedded approach, it reduces the tape backup window to a few hours. So petabytes and terabytes of data now can be backed up from any storage device to any storage device of the order of hours, or sometimes of the order of minutes as well. And secondly, it is also intelligent to the extent that the SAN is very busy. It can slow down the backup, the rate of backup, and if the SAN is slow, it can increase the backup speed. So it's a very adaptive, intelligent data migration solution. And the same benefits that I mentioned that applies to the SME or storage media encryption applies to this one as well, in the sense that it is non-disruptive. It doesn't require any rezoning, rewiring of the SAN. It's totally TCO friendly. It's a very, very flexible, transparent service as well. Mm.
So one of the questions then that some folks might have that are listening to this is, if they're already using information lifecycle management products from companies like EMC, for instance, and as you know, we have a really strong partnership with EMC, how do these features complement or work with that from EMC?
We actually are very complementary to the EMC Invista-like solutions that we've been partnering with EMC in the last couple of years. EMC Invista is actually a virtualization-based infrastructure of which the data migration is one component, besides several other solutions that comes with it. This particular SAN embedded data mobility manager is a non-virtualization based lightweight data migration solution that's very complementary, you know, to installations that are out there that uses the EMC Invista solution. So. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so if they already have the EMC solutions, and this is really just a complementary extension to it.
Exactly.
Okay, good. Well, we've talked a fair bit about the software here and the features of this operating system. I guess another part of the announcement we should just do to round this out is on the hardware side.
Sure.
And the switches themselves. So
sure.
What's new about those?
Well, along with this launch of the DMM and the SME, we also launched a full suite of 4-gig switching capability family of products. So with this launch, we now have the capability to meet any kind of 4-gigabit switching in the fabric switch side. So essentially, whether you want to do SAN extension or whether you want to do simple, you know, SAN switching, we have the full suite of 4-gigabit switching capability available today.
Okay, that's good. So that's basically both the hardware and the software.
Exactly.
And the new operating system covered.
Yes.
There. Well, we covered a lot of ground there, the hardware and the software and the operating system, but I'm sure there's a lot more where that came from. So where can folks go to get further information about this?
Yeah, a lot of these points that I made today in the podcast, that's also available in the form of collateral in the Cisco.com website. So the easiest way to get access to this website is, once they go to Cisco.com website, they can just click on, you know, the solutions area, and then further they can drill down on the data center solutions area, and then you'll see all this information
okay,
out there.
Great. Any last closing comments you'd like to leave us with?
In closing, I would like to say that this whole launch is about secure information management. So information is exploding at an exponential rate. So companies are under increasing pressure to manage them securely and be able to move them around securely. So that's the theme.
All right. Well, I think that pretty much wraps it up. So thanks for your time and thanks for coming in today, Ravi.
It's a pleasure, Peter. Great
okay.
to be here.
And that was Ravi Balakrishnan, who's the Marketing Manager for Storage Networking. Once again, I'm Peter Lincoln, and thanks for listening to this edition of the Cisco Technology Podcast Series.
Thank you for listening to Cisco's Technology Podcast Series.